WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I hope everyone had a fantastic week last week, and if not, well, you're in luck because you're listening to the best motivation podcast ever. This week, we have a subject we're going to follow, which I've done in the past with holidays and such, like I had the Christmas episode, New Year's episode, and such like that. But today is different. I want to go over the next few weeks talking about different aspects of things to make us all aware of things we should be aware of. I know that sounds really confusing, but once I talk about it more, you'll understand what I mean. So this week, starting us off is going to be attitude, which I know I just like threw y'all into this. This is like very short intro, just threw y'all into this, but we're going to start the journey with attitude. So today's theme, you could say, is attitude. Today's quote was actually a request from Les Jenkins, who used this quote in one of his work presentations. He sent it to me because he thought everyone could use this quote, and yes, we very much can use this quote. To everyone needs it. Remember it. Write it down, please. A healthy attitude is contagious, but don't wait to catch it from others. Be a carrier. I get we all have our bad days and we're going through some stuff and we're not all perfect, but it isn't hard to smile or hold your tongue when the cashier is taking 30 minutes to scan 10 items. As Jim Jenkins once said, your attitude will determine your altitude. I know only a few people on here know who Jim Jenkins is, but for those who don't know, Jim Jenkins has many inspirational quotes he could tell you. But I can't repeat most of them because let's just say they aren't school appropriate. All jokes aside, Jim Jenkins has the best quotes and the best stories and the best inspiration, I think, out of anyone I've ever met in my life. Now, this week's story is going to be a little different than normal. It's more going to be a life lesson, and it might be confusing, so just bear with me, and, you know, we'll get through it together. This story tells of a professor that taught philosophy who once stood in front of his class with an empty jar. With his students watching, he filled the jar with rocks. Then he asked his students, "Is the jar full?" They all responded with yes. Upon hearing this, the professor then told them they were wrong. He proved it by adding small pebbles to the jar contents. He then asked the same question, "Is the jar full?" "Yes," they all said. Sorry, my mom got home. "Yes," they all said. The professor then said once again they were wrong. He then added sand to the jar, proving the students were wrong once again. Once he filled it up, he asked the students once more, "Is the jar full?" "Yes," they once again said. But the professor once again told them they were wrong. This time, he didn't take anything else out. Instead, he informed them of the point he was making. He told them the jar was a metaphor for life, and the rocks, pebbles, and sand were also a metaphor for things that fill a person's life. The rock symbolizes essential things in a person's life, such as loved ones or anything they hold dear. He said these things should be priorities in life. He also said the pebbles and sand represent things that fill your life, and while they mean a lot to you, they carry light weight. Compared to the rock, they're replaceable. The professor then signed off with these words of wisdom. You can pour water into the jar. Any liquid will do. And this represents things that could fill up your life even more. But like the pebbles and sand, they're replaceable. I know you might be wondering why I just told you a story when attitude doesn't really come into a factor in that story. Well, the way I see it is that your attitude shouldn't be about the little things in your life. It should be about the people you love and things you hold dear. You don't need that attitude that you have money or you have everything in the world. The only attitude you should have is thankfulness because everyone's jar is filled with different things. So, yeah. This week's song is going to be a little funny, a little amazing. It's legendary. It's by Jimmy Buffett. If you know me, I'm a Jimmy Buffett fan. So this is going to be amazing. It's going to be changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes. Now, I have to put a warning. It does say a bad word, so beware. But I need to put that warning in there because, you know, I just need to. But this song is so great and relatable on so many levels. So take a listen to the song and enjoy it. And think of your attitude. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie signing off from this week's Motivation Monday. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, just look up Motivation Monday Podcast. And on Instagram, look up motivation_monday.ua. I hope y'all have a great week and a very motivated Monday. And please, don't forget, stay motivated. I'll be catching y'all next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.